The Lost Assignment. Jonathan goes to Lincoln Junior High School. He is in the sixth grade. He is tall, and his hair is short and black. He is on the basketball team. He has a lot of friends. Today is the last day of school. Jonathan is happy. His family is going to New York City this summer. He is excited to see the Statue of Liberty. Stephen goes to Lincoln Junior High School too. He is also in the sixth grade. He is short and fat. He is sick a lot and can't play sports. He is in the chess club. He doesn't have many friends, but he is very nice. His family is going to Washington, D.C. this summer. He is excited to see the White House. Jonathan is in the cafeteria. He finishes his essay. It is about Mr. Andrew. Mr. Andrew is the basketball coach. Mr. Andrew is bald, Jonathan writes, and he always looks angry. He is very mean. He makes us run a lot. I don't like him very much at all. Jonathan puts the assignment in his black bag. Hi, Jonathan, Stephen says. Stephen likes Jonathan, but Jonathan doesn't like Stephen. He thinks that Stephen is annoying. Hi, Stephen, Jonathan says. Stephen has a slice of pizza and a brownie. He also has some chocolate milk. Are you going to class? Stephen asks. Stephen slips and spills his chocolate milk all over Jonathan's pants and shirt. Jonathan gives Stephen a dirty look. Thanks a lot, Jonathan says. I have to go to the bathroom and clean this up. I'm sorry, Stephen says. He puts his black bag down on the floor. Can I help you? No, just leave me alone, Jonathan says. He grabs his bag and runs out of the cafeteria. Stephen feels sad. He sits alone at his table. The lunch lady comes over. She is mean and fat. There are brown stains on her white apron. She looks angry. Clean up this mess, Stephen, she says. And hurry up. Lunch is over in 15 minutes. Stephen starts to wipe the table with a paper towel and water. Water won't work, the lunch lady says. Use this. She gives Stephen some cleaning fluid. But the bottle says children shouldn't use it, Stephen says. Just clean it up, the lunch lady says. Stephen pours the cleaning fluid on a sponge and scrubs the table. What's the matter, Stephen? The lunch lady asks. I feel dizzy, Stephen says. He falls down. Jonathan goes to the bathroom. He is washing his pants and shirt with water and soap. Now his clothes are all wet. Stephen is so stupid and clumsy, Jonathan says. He should be more careful. I want to go to New York City right now, but no, I have to turn in this stupid assignment. The toilet flushes. It's Mr. Williams. He has curly black hair and wears big, thick glasses. Are you talking about the assignment for my class? He asks. Oh, no, Mr. Williams, Jonathan says. I'm talking about an assignment for Mrs. Martin's class. Make sure your assignment is in my hands by 1:30, Mr. Williams says. Jonathan looks at his watch. It is almost time for class. Oh, no, Jonathan says. My pants and shirt are still wet. I don't have time to eat my lunch. I have to eat it here. Jonathan opens his bag. He cannot find his sandwich. "What's this?" he asks. "Where are my books? Where is my assignment?" He looks in his bag. He sees a book about playing chess. "These aren't my things," Jonathan says. "Where's my stuff?" "Wait a minute. I think Stephen is in the chess club. I think this is his bag. Stephen must have my stuff. I have his bag, and he has mine." Jonathan runs to the playground. It is 1:15. He has to get to class. But he has to find his assignment first. The weather is nice and warm, so his legs aren't cold anymore. He is still holding Stephen's bag. "Stephen must be around here somewhere," Jonathan says. "Where is he?" "Is Stephen here?" he asks some of his friends on the basketball court. "Stephen who?" one of the boys asks. "I don't know his last name," Jonathan says. "He's short. He has blonde hair, and he's chubby. He is in the chess club." "Oh, you mean that fat kid?" the boy asks. "Who cares? That kid is a loser." "Do you know Stephen?" Jonathan asks some girls by the swings. "Oh, he is so gross," one of the girls screams. "He eats 9 candy bars every single day. He's a pig." "That's not true," Jonathan says. "He rides my bus every day. He does not eat 9 candy bars every day." "Gosh," Jonathan says. "Now I feel very sorry for Stephen." Jonathan looks around the playground. Stephen isn't by the swings. He isn't on the basketball courts. "Where is he?" Jonathan asks. "I need to give my assignment to Mr. Williams, or I'll get a bad grade. I need to find Stephen right now." Jonathan sees a small boy with glasses. The boy is reading a book. "That boy is in the chess club," Jonathan says. "Maybe he is Stephen's friend." Jonathan approaches the boy. The boy is scared of Jonathan. "Excuse me," Jonathan says. "Do you know Stephen? He has my assignment. Where is he?" The boy jumps up, drops his book, and hides behind a tree. "Don't hurt me," he screams. "I don't have any money." "What?" Jonathan asks. "I don't want your money. I want to find Stephen." "Stephen Gadwich?" the boy asks. "Yes," Jonathan says. "Where is he? He has my assignment." "I think he is in the nurse's office," the boy says. "The nurse's office?" Jonathan screams. "Why?" "I'm not sure," the skinny boy says. "He might be sick. His mom might come to take him home." "He can't go home," Jonathan says. "He has my assignment. I have to find him." Jonathan rushes to the nurse's office. "Is Stephen Gadwich here?" he asks. "Not anymore," the nurse says. "He's going home with his mother." "But he has my assignment," Jonathan says. "Don't worry," the nurse says. "You can get it from him later." "But I need it right now," Jonathan replies. It is 1:30. Jonathan walks into Mr. Williams's class. "Do you have something for me?" Mr. Williams asks. "I wrote an essay," Jonathan says, "but I don't have it right now." "That's too bad," Mr. Williams says. "I guess I have to give you an F." Suddenly, somebody asks a question. Can he still turn it in? It's Stephen. He looks pale. Jonathan hugs him in front of the whole class. Thank you, Jonathan says. Are you doing okay? Yeah, I'm just dizzy, Stephen says. So, can you turn it in? Of course, Mr. Williams says. Stephen, would you like to come to my house tomorrow? Jonathan asks. I'd love to, Stephen replies.